Positive change starts with a single step. Welcome to Conscious Conversations, where it's all about taking that first step to making a positive lifestyle change. Pamela Heichel, healthy lifestyle designer and coach, will inspire you with insights, strategies, and languaging to help you express what you're feeling. Her special guests will share their own experiences and what was like for them and how they took the first step to make a positive change in their life and how you can too.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Conscious Conversations. I'm your host, Pamela Heichel, and today I have the pleasure of meeting virtually Susan Agrios. And Susan is a phenomenal individual. She's an athlete, an educator, fitness professional. She trains and teaches Kundalini yoga, meditation, and yoga nidra. Did I get it all, Susan?
You got it.
Awesome. Did I say your last name correctly?
Yes, that's totally fine. Now, if you go to Greece, because my father's Greek, they say Agrios, but in Agrios. Canada, I don't get addressed by that. So yes, that's just fine. Some people say Agrios or Agrios, but that's okay. Just totally
Agrios.
Fine.
Yes. Oh, I love it. Greek. So, I too have a passion for meditation. And in fact, I have a passion for breath and movement. And movement is something that's been very strong and new to me that's popping up in my life. But when I look at what you're doing in the global community, in the local community, on social media and your website, I'm seeing this really beautiful, strong drive and quest with children and meditation. And I noticed you were a K-12 educator in a past life, in a former rendition of yourself.
Yeah.
So talk to me a little bit about that. I'm interested to know when this idea came for you to get into schools and talk and teach meditation.
You know, one of the things, I mean, it's interesting because it goes back to probably when I first sort of started out, teaching as a school teacher, and that would have been back in the about mid-90s. And mm-hmm. One of the things that sort of struck me as being a little bit unusual is that there was so much stress in the schools. There was so much anxiety. There was like depression. There was ADD, ADHD. And so, you know, I kind of started to reflect a little bit on this, and I started to sort of go, well, I don't even remember feeling stressed out myself at all going through school. Now right. I'm in the schools and I'm seeing little kids that are 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, mm-hmm. and they actually not only know what the word stress means, but they're experiencing it. And so this little seed was kind of planted, and which eventually germinated over the years. And when I, as I said, did all my training with yoga and meditation, I decided that I would go back into the schools, and this needed to be addressed. And there were some really simple tools that I could give to the teachers, that I could give to the kids, as well as to the parents, to help them lead healthier lives, not just both physically, but also mentally.
And what was that like for you approaching schools? Was there any challenges? Was it received with open arms?
Yeah, you know, I mean, at the beginning, if I go back to, I mean, it was probably just over 10 years ago that I started bringing this into the schools. And I do have to say that there were some situations where it was met with, Is this a religion? And and I very quickly dispelled that, and I said, well, no, it's not. You're not worshiping anything outside of yourself. Your breath is your breath, and we don't categorize breath as Greek Orthodox breath or you have Jewish breath. Breath is breath.
Right.
But you know, it's amazing because now I think that there's a better understanding of the many benefits of meditation. And so what's now actually happening is when I go into the schools, I'm definitely more met with welcome arms. I'm getting a lot of requests now to go into the schools, whereas initially at the approach, there was a little bit of skepticism and some uncertainty. So it has come a long ways, which is really wonderful to see.
And so how long have you been doing this program? It's the Time Out School program, correct?
Correct. So yeah. the the meditation and yoga and fitness goes back to probably about a decade or so ago. But what I did is I decided I was actually going to, back in March 2015, mm-hmm. I decided that I would create a kit and make a launch in March 2015 called a mindfulness kit. And so I created a CD and also a bunch of handouts whereby what I could do is I could train the teachers, also work with parents. I've also worked with psychologists, with CASA. I'm not sure if you're familiar with CASA. Worked with mm-hmm. psychologists, psychiatrists, doctors, went into corporations, et cetera. And I wanted to give people sort of a tool that they could, if they couldn't easily access me, that they could just get this tool, I could get them this kit, and then they could just literally press play, and I could be in their office, I could be in their classroom, I could be wherever it is, you know, while they're traveling, and they had easy access to me. So that was actually launched, that kit was in March 2015, but as I said, the yoga and meditation has been going on for over 10 years now.
Right. Well, what a great idea to have a kit so that the information there is accessible. So the instructors have really no excuse, and there's that support with the materials. So I'm curious, and I bet a lot of listeners are curious, how young can we start with children with simple breathing and meditation work?
You can start them. I've had kids as young as 3 years old and 3 and 4 years old in some of the classes. So there is, as I said, you can start with them. You don't have to wait till they become teenagers. This can be done with very, very young kids. Quite often, you know, when I work with the parents, the kids actually are, the neat thing about working with the kids is they're extremely, extremely open. The barriers are down. They actually kind of get a lot of this stuff. In fact, mm-hmm. it's almost like we have to go back as adults to remembering what it was like when we were kids. Because if you ever watch kids play, they're so present. They get it. Mm-hmm. When they're playing Barbies or dolls or interacting with each other, they're not like, you know, in their mind going like, okay, so I've got to get back and do these chores and I've got this list of things to do. They're already in that moment. So it's really amazing that the kids, you can start them, as I said, 2-3 years old. And when I start them at a young age, I make it really simple where I just do some breathing techniques, maybe for 30 seconds, just for a minute. And then you can eventually make it a little bit longer.
Right. So are you finding, I was actually thinking about this the other day, my personal philosophy is if you want to impact or, you know, introduce new things into a family, then you start with the children, because then they often are the ones that teach the parents. Are you finding that? Yeah.
Yes, that can be really good. But then also sometimes what I've noticed over the years of being in the whole wellness industry is the parents will get the kids to do it. And I quite often will have the kids saying to me, well, my dad keeps telling me how important exercises are, how important it is that I do meditation, but yet my dad doesn't do it. And yet my mom doesn't do it. So you do start to get that as they get a little bit older. So really at the end of the day, for really, really to be integrated just beautifully and to work really well, I find if the whole family is on board, that mm-hmm. it actually fosters an incredible environment if you can get everybody on board. But going back to your original point, that yes, absolutely, there are many situations where I've actually taught the kids, and then the kids actually go back, and then they start teaching the parents, and then the parents become interested. And just to expand a little bit more on that, I just recently had somebody tell me that I had taught this kid how to meditate, and they said that their dad was actually started saying, well, can you explain these breathing techniques you're doing? So the kid is actually teaching their father how to relax. So yes, it works both ways.
Both ways. That's beautiful. So then tell me, what would it look like in a typical classroom? Is it totally dependent on that particular teacher when they want to do some breathing, some meditation with their students?
Yeah. So what I try to do is, I mean, having been a former school teacher, I understand that there's a curriculum that you have to, you have to get through. And in an ideal world, I mean, it would be wonderful if we could, we'd have like large chunks of time where we could spend doing a variety of things, but time is very limited. And, you know, and so it doesn't have to be a big procedure where you have to pull yoga mats and like candles and incense and the whole bit. I just teach the teachers to, basically, if the kids are in the middle of doing something and it could be the morning or if the energy level is getting a little bit too high, you just say, drop your pens and pencils, close your eyes, put one hand on your belly, and just inhale, belly gets bigger, exhale, belly gets smaller. And they can just do that 30 seconds to a minute, boom, go right back to work. And so it doesn't have to disrupt. It doesn't have to be a separate time set aside. Now, with that said, it can also be done where you can actually take a specific time, start the morning off that way. Or at some of the schools where I've trained the entire staff, what they do is they put my CD on and they play it for 15 minutes or 10 minutes every single day. And the entire school starts doing the meditation. Aww. So there's many different ways that you can make it work.
Oh, I love that. So it's so that that kit that you put together with all that materials is so flexible for however they want to incorporate it into the day in the curriculum. And it's so wonderful that you were an instructor as well. So you get it. You get it.
Talk
to me about maybe a few results or case studies that you've heard since you've launched the program with some teachers, some schools, like any feedback from how teachers are feeling and what they're noticing in some of their students?
Definitely. I've been getting lots of incredible positive feedback. Just recently I got an email and, you know, a lot of teachers will get in touch with me. They'll tell me changes that they've noticed. Some I don't hear from for a year,
but
something just interesting just happened where there was a school that I went into just over a year ago. And I hadn't heard anything from this teacher. And just right out of the blue, this teacher contacted me and said, it literally has changed her life. It has changed her students' life. And then she spoke of they took one of the kits that they had used that in the teacher training that I had done. And they had given it to a parent who then started doing it with her younger son. And she said it's literally changed her son's life. Mm-hmm. I hear things such as, you know, focus, concentration is better. I hear sleep is better. Kids that are anxious and stressed out aren't as anxious. I've heard things, less behavior problems with kids, less anger issues, outbursts in the classroom. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on of the positive benefits.
Wow. So then what is your vision? Of course, the vision is like all schools all over the world adopt a similar program. Yeah. But what is it looking like in Edmonton and the region and where we live in Alberta? Do you have a certain quota of schools that you're approaching, or do they know because you know the system that this is available and they can contact you? How is that? How does that work?
You know, it's both. I mean, as I train more teachers, the word gets out. Currently, with the kits, over 1,300 have been trained across the province. That includes teachers, that includes parents, doctors, psychiatrists, psychologists, and so that's just shy of 2 years. Over 1,300 have been trained with the kit. There's also the other thing that is going on is I've got a mindfulness challenge, and there's over 6,000 people, kids and adults, have taken that challenge, whereby you say or do something nice for somebody for 40 consecutive days, and then the second part is there's a meditation that's attached to it. So what I did, for example, yesterday when the kids were doing the triathlon, the mind fitness triathlon, at the end of it there were several hundred kids. I encouraged the kids to, you share this. This isn't something you keep just for yourself. You share this with your siblings. You share this with your friends. You share this with your parents. You pass this on. So my big vision for this is, I see this as, I've really focused on Edmonton, then I focused on our province, and it's gone right across the province. But because I have this kit where basically with the click of a button, you can have access to, have a download form, it's hit places such as far as Europe. It's gone into the U.S. It's becoming global. So I'll take this program. My plan is to take it across Canada, and I'll slowly work my way across there. But I see it as something that I will take it. As I said, there are no barriers. There's no boundaries. Whoever wants this, as I said, it can be done in the comfort of their own home. And I foresee that I will continue to expand with these trainings globally.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you for doing that.
Vision.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So right now we're going to just break for a short commercial break. Yes. And when we come back, I want to continue chatting about all of the other ways in which people can get involved with these great events and programs that you have going on. In particular, this triathlon that you just shared with me. Yeah. Okay, great. So we'll be back soon.
Are you ready for a life-changing journey? Experience a journey that will bring great rewards, like lasting success, a satisfying lifestyle, and a better you. Pamela Heichel, a healthy lifestyle designer and coach, will help you find your way. Enjoy a free 45-minute session with Pamela. In less time than your lunch hour, you can learn how to balance your life and live it to your fullest with easy steps. Contact Pamela at ph@PamelaHeichel.com. That's PamelaHeichel.com to schedule a free 45-minute session and begin your journey.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Conscious Conversations. I'm here with Susan, and we're talking about breathwork meditation and bringing that into the school system. So, Susan, thank you for sharing your big, beautiful vision. I can't imagine it ever stopping. And we were just talking during the break. Imagine these children as adults with this tool in their back pocket. Now, I personally think that's how you make a difference in the world, personally.
I do too. And it's a lifelong tool. And the beauty about it is you don't need anything else, just your breath.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I love. There's no barriers. There's nothing to get hung up over. No matter where you are, what you're doing, your breath is always there for you. You have instant access.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
And you know, the thing is nobody really takes the time to teach us how to use our breath. And our breath is one of our most powerful tools. And, the one time I can think of, you know, at a really young age that some of us, you know, may be able to relate with this experience, whereas when you're doing that, if you're so worked up and if you've ever done that snorting kind of crying and you're just kind of, you can't get enough breath, and then like your mom or an adult goes, just take a deep breath. Well, they're bang on when they say that, because as soon as you just slow down the breath and get into the belly, it just becomes calming. And but that's about the only time as kids, unless you have a parent that's a yoga teacher like my mom was when I was growing up. Aside from that, the kids aren't exposed to this, and so I'm trying to expose them to these incredible things you can do with your breath. But these teachings have been around for thousands of years, and they're so powerful and so important.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for taking that charge. So now,
my pleasure.
Yeah, let us know what else is going on. So before we started this podcast, you talked about triathlon, but it's not your typical triathlon, correct?
No, it's not.
Tell me a bit about it.
Yeah, well, the typical triathlon that everybody knows about is the one where you swim, and then after you've done the swim, then you hop on your bike, and then after you're done with the bike, then you go for a run. And those three components make up a triathlon. But this one is a little bit different because it's a mind fitness triathlon. So my company is Agrius Mind Fitness, and we've literally created a new word. And I was doing a lot of mindfulness stuff, but because my background is also in fitness, we just sort of took, okay, instead of mindfulness, it's actually mind fitness, working with the body and the mind. So it's connecting movement and breath. And so the triathlon, Mind Fitness Triathlon, which was launched in the schools for the first time on September 30th with over 500 students, is using fitness. So we incorporate fitness, we incorporate yoga, and meditation. So those three components make up the triathlon, but the core focus is on the body, the mind, and the heart. And it's just incredible. I was just, in a school yesterday, the journal's going out, there should be an article coming out. They were there yesterday. And so there should be something coming out in the Edmonton Journal. And so there, what I did is I had several hundred kids and so we do, as I said, the fitness, yoga and meditation. And the principal came up to me after and she said, I could not believe how quiet they were. She goes, it was just amazing. And these are little kindergarten to grade six kids.
Right.
We had them for 90 minutes. And so we did everything from, I guided them through a meditation where they had to lie there and be quiet. They chanted and did a healing meditation.
Oh my goodness.
A mantra. And then I had them up there and it was like a fitness dance party and we raised that roof and they were, yelling and laughing and singing. I mean, it was incredible. So we sort of hit all those different components, but as I said, it was using movement and breath.
Wow. And, it's so sad because we've taken that out of the curriculum. I mean, I remember as a child, we had gym class, we had afternoon special events where there was fitness involved, but then, eventually movement was taken out of the school system. If that's correct, that's just from my own personal observation, but it's so important and it's so fundamental and it's such a core part of even being a human, being a child.
It definitely is. And, some of it I also kind of blame on the technology and the computers and the video games. And, I know when I was a school teacher and it was recess, in some cases, the kids were on some of the days were given an option if they wanted to stay and, in the computer room and, or go out and play for recess.
Right.
I can tell you as a kid, I mean, I was like, I would have taken, I'm going outside to play.
Yeah.
Well, we actually had to pick certain days for certain classes because everybody wanted to stay in and stay on the computers. And I thought, it's a beautiful day out. This is so sad what has happened. Now, just going back to the Mind Fitness Triathlon and the fitness things that you talk about, when you were growing up, there was something that you may remember as a kid, as I remember very well. There's a program called Participaction.
Oh yeah.
And I remember they used to come in and they'd have us do these series of exercises, and it was very, physical what they did. It was sort of this testing and you'd do X amount of sit-ups in 60 seconds or whatever it was. And so I kind of look at this Mind Fitness Triathlon is actually the participation of our era, because back then we were just more consumed with just the body. And this brings in the whole mind. And I can't stress enough how important it is that we look at that other mind component, because having been, also being a fitness trainer, I just know from getting all of my clients physically fit, they're still telling me they were stressed out, they were anxious, there was depression, there was insomnia, et cetera. So we can't separate the body and the mind, and we try to do that in North America. And so with this triathlon, the beauty about it is we're focusing on the body, mind, and also the heart. So I kind of look at this is now the participation of this particular era for the generation, because it was lacking, as I said, that mental component and bringing in the heart and all that and supporting each other and doing things together and compassion and kindness and that aspect. It was just, you were there, and I just remember it was physical, and I was like, I'm going to get in as many sit-ups as I can. I got to hang from that bar as long as I can. And it was just so physical. So as I said, this is what this triathlon is all about.
Oh, I think that's beautiful. You're absolutely right. Yeah, we do tend to focus a lot on the physical, but we don't, and when I talk to people about meditation, the first thing that I do, because it's what I love, is I want to know exactly what that breath work is doing for me. And when I know, then I'm more engaged, I'm buying into it. Yeah. And so I talk to people a lot about, let's take a look at your nervous system and let's take a look at what stress actually is and what it's doing on a physiological perspective to your body. And now let's show you what your breath can do. And like you said, children get it and they're present, and so powerful to be able to educate them and to arm them with these tools. And so maybe, a few decades from now, stress won't be what it is today, which this is a little controversial, but I believe it's the new cancer. Stress is the new cancer.
Yes, and I do agree to you. I think it is at the root of so many diseases that are going on, and I do believe that, as I said, if you can do something to relax yourself, to calm the mind, to sort of sit in that place of stillness, then a lot of the diseases I believe that we're seeing is it's overwhelming with what we're doing nowadays. With we're multitasking so much, the demands of our jobs, we're taking on so many things. Going back to technology, we're accessible 24/7, so our senses are literally being bombarded, and it's overwhelming, and our nervous systems are getting fried, and they can't handle it. So more now than ever, we need something so we can go into this hurricane. It's like we're in the eye of the hurricane, and it becomes water off a duck's back. It doesn't affect us. So we're still in this, we can still sit in this environment, but yet we can respond to, as opposed to become reactionary to the environment. And so, you know, I say to a lot of my clients, I say, okay, time to take your meds, as in meditation, as opposed to medication, because we're a very, very medicated society now. People are on medications more than ever right now. Mm-hmm. And I also don't want to negate the importance of medication, because it does have its place. But there are some other alternatives that we can look at that we can use, you know, in conjunction, or we can also use them as an alternative. And meditation is a beautiful tool, and so is exercise too, as well.
Yeah, no, there's no risk.
There isn't, and there's no side effects. I mean, breath is breath. Right. It's like, I've never heard of anybody ODing on doing too much breathing exercise. Like, it's just, you can't harm yourself, and so it's simple. It's something we have. We all have our breath.
That's amazing. So then how can we get involved? What do you have in place for programs for the public to get involved with you, with breathing, with meditation?
Yes, there's lots of different ways. I mean, the easiest way, if you can't get access to me, is basically just email me and I'm one click away, and I can get you a mindfulness kit. And you'll have like the you know, the download, and as you can follow my voice, there's handouts, and you can follow these different meditation and mindfulness techniques. So that's like the easiest. The second one would be, if you can get access to me, then it's to come to one of my trainings. I've got the training up coming up on January the 19th. I can also come to you. Like, often I get corporations will call me to come into corporation, and I'll work with them. Schools, the same thing. They call me to come in. I also get yoga studios call me, and then sometimes people say, look, I'm putting together a group. Can you do a parent, a mom-daughter thing I've done? Or can you just put together a group of people? There's about 40 of us here. Where can we do this? We're ready to go. And so that's the second one. I do retreats if you want to go even deeper. Bali, India, Grand Canyon, Sedona. So that takes a little more time. Or a triathlon is another option. And I'll be doing a triathlon. This is just a little tip. This hasn't been kind of released yet, so you're going to hear this now. We're just looking into setting some dates that most likely will be probably in May, that there'll be one for the public, and there'll be a big mind fitness triathlon coming up in May. And then the other one that's just being launched right now that I'm just so excited about is, it's going to be an online global meditation, and I'm taking raw footage. It's just been approved by the school to take this raw footage of over 50 high school students doing a healing meditation. I teach them it when they're chanting it. It almost brought me to tears.
Oh, I bet.
So you'll have, it's incredible. So you'll have access to that. We'll start day one together. Registration will hopefully be open by next week. And what you'll do is you'll start the day one together on January 12th, which is the first full moon of 2017. I like the full moon because the energy is very, very high on the full moon. So everybody will start at that, and you click, you just email me, I send it to you. And then what happens is you'll actually get a video, see these kids, you can sing along and chant along with them. You'll get a handout that goes with it. You'll be part of the mindfulness challenge as well. And then the money from that will go back into the programs in the schools.
Wow, that's amazing.
So there's a bunch of options.
Yeah, those are great options. So people can go, excuse me, and visit you at agriosmindfitness.com.
Yes, agriosmindfitness.com. So if they just go to my website, they can just contact me through my website is the best bet. And as I said, we should have registration coming up for that, right away. And then they can just email me through that. And if they want to get a kit as well, they can just go through my website and contact me that way.
Wow, that's wonderful. Thank you, Susan. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah, thank you for making the time. Like I said, we haven't met in person. So thank you for trusting me, making the time and sharing with everyone all of the amazing things that you're doing with mindfulness, with mind fitness, with breath and movement, and really bringing these tools, making them accessible to children because they're our future.
Yeah.
As cliche as
they
that is, they are the future.
They are the future for sure. They really are. And they're pretty stressed out and they're pretty anxious and they're dealing with a lot. And it's very jarring and quite shocking if you go back into how much they're dealing with right now in comparison to what I dealt with. And I know what my peers dealt with growing up. It is a different environment. Things have changed and they're very overwhelmed. But there's hope.
There is hope because there's excellent, wonderful individuals like you doing the work. So thank you. Thank you for coming on the show.
It's my pleasure. And I appreciate you reaching out and contacting me. And if there's anything ever in the future that I can do, please do not hesitate to contact me. And I'm here to help.
You bet. Thank you. And I want to thank everyone for listening to Conscious Conversations, powered by Tenacious Living Network. Have a great day and peace out.
Are you tired of being unsure of what your next step in life is? Or maybe you're just tired of feeling unsatisfied despite having it all? Today is the day to take the first step. Contact Pamela at ph@PamelaHeichel.com. That's PamelaHeichel.com to schedule your free 45-minute session. Thanks for listening. And until next time, rest, nourish, move, be.